Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Monday, the 12th of March. The usual reports of different things going on overseas. We're going to be joined this morning at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time by Carol Moore of Washington, D.C. Carol Moore is a peace activist. She tends to be on, I guess, what you would call the libertarian left. But is going to be organizing a protest tonight in Washington, D.C. against the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. And she's consented to coming on Mark Dankoff's America for 30 minutes this morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time to discuss that protest movement against IPAC and who's going to be there and what all it involves. And this might be one of those very interesting situations where left and right meet, where the true left and right coalesce in regard to what's happened in this country, in regard to the Iraq war, and what seems to be happening in regard to a continued move toward a policy of preemptive war with Iran. So that protest thing against IPAC tonight in Washington, D.C. is going to be the subject of my conversation with Carol Moore between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. And then hopefully at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time for the last 2 hours of the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar, who's coming to us from Norway this morning. Dr. Bakhtiar is a recognized Iranian political scientist and scholar, had been involved in teaching at Nordland University in Norway, and he's going to be discussing a whole host of things related to Iran and to American foreign policy in that part of the world and what it means for you and me in the days ahead. You can find his writings at Salon, aljazeera.info, Dissident Voices, and a series of other places in the World Wide Web that are widely read in the United States. Again, that's going to be Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar at right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. All kinds of fascinating things to look at in regard to the news. Yahoo is reporting that this missing Iranian general who disappeared from Turkey last February 7th had supposedly been spying on Iran for Western intelligence since 2003. That is a report coming to us from the London Sunday Times, which says that Ali Reza Asghari, who once commanded the Revolutionary Guards, was recruited by a foreign intelligence officer during an overseas business trip around 4 years ago. That, again, is a report coming to us from Yahoo Today, which in turn is reporting on something coming from a London byline of AFP. Ali Reza was a wealthy man before 2003, an Iranian source was quoted by the newspaper as saying. Since 2003, he's become a very wealthy man. It said he defected via the Syrian capital Damascus at the beginning of last month in an escape arranged by Western intelligence agencies who feared his cover was about to be blown. On February the 7th, 4 days after arriving in Damascus and receiving assurances his family was safe, he took a flight to Istanbul, the newspaper said. Once in Turkey, he received a new passport and left the country by car. Quoting unnamed Iranian sources, the newspaper said his defection took months to organize and that at least 10 members of his family, including his two sons, his daughter, and several grandchildren, also fled Iran. The Washington Post reported Wednesday, citing a senior U.S. official, that Asghari left his country and is cooperating voluntarily with Western intelligence agencies. It said he was providing information on the Shiite militia Hezbollah in Lebanon and Iran's links to the organization, the unnamed official told the U.S. newspaper. But he reportedly had no details about Iran's nuclear program. Asghari, a deputy defense minister under the previous government of reformist President Mohammad Khatami, disappeared after checking into a hotel in Istanbul on a private visit in February. The unseen war continues, even as we move toward what may be a continuation of a visible seen war. Mark Dankoff's America will return live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Dankoff, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South, even as we continue to expand our attempts to attract additional conventional radio affiliates. We're in the process of updating our archives. Those at some juncture will be reposted at RBN, which you can find at republicbroadcasting.org. We're also going to be expanding our outreach and international shortwave in the days ahead. So keep an eye for all of these developments, particularly as we move into a new phase of things in the Middle East and elsewhere, where one cannot depend on corporate media for any accurate coverage as to what's happening and why. Keep joining us at Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network, which, again, you can find at www.republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to be joined at 7:30 this morning, Central Standard Time, hopefully, by Carol Moore of Washington, D.C., who's going to be discussing tonight's protest against the American-Israeli Political Action Committee up in Washington. And approximately at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, we hope to be joined by Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar from Norway, who is a renowned Iranian political scientist and scholar who's going to be discussing developments worldwide as they relate to this present crisis in Iran and with Iran, as that relates to both the United States and Britain and Israel. There's a very interesting story today, by the way, at American Prospect Online. That story is written by an individual by the name of Sarah Posner. And the title of the story is Pastor Strangelove. Pastor Strangelove, talking about John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. The summary of the story says that Texan John Hagee may not have his perfect red heifer yet, but he does have a huge following, the ear of the White House, and a theory that an invasion of Iran was foretold in the Book of Esther. Sarah Posner goes on to say on Purim, the Jewish holiday that celebrates the day Queen Esther saved the Jews from annihilation, Trinity Broadcasting Network's flagship talk show Praise the Lord featured an appearance by Rabbi Daniel Lapine. A politically conservative Orthodox rabbi, Lapine is best known for crusading with the Christian right against, quote, anti-religion bigotry, unquote, and more recently for his close association with the convicted super lobbyist Jack Abramoff. But he was not invited to a nationwide telecast to discuss such topics as the trumped-up war against religion or the better nature of his fallen friend. He had been asked to explain the significance of Purim to Christians and particularly how the Old Testament's Book of Esther, quote, serves as a roadmap to reality, unquote, which pinpoints where the next world hotspot will be. That soon-to-be flaming location is where the Book of Esther was set, namely Persia, or in modern parlance, Iran. Seated beside Lapine in the ornately gilded Trinity Broadcasting Network studio is Pastor John Hagee, the author of an incendiary new book purporting to show that the Bible predicts a military confrontation with Iran. By then, Hagee's book, Jerusalem Countdown, had sold nearly 500,000 copies. It had occupied the number one position on the Walmart Inspirational Bestseller list, showed up on Walmart's list of top 10 bestsellers for 7 weeks, and made the USA Today top 50 bestseller list for 6 weeks. Hagee, who serves as head pastor of the 18,000-member Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, hosts his own television program that is seen twice a day on TBN. He argues that the United States must join Israel in a preemptive military strike against Iran to fulfill God's plan for both Israel and the West. Shortly after the release of his book last January, he launched Christians United for Israel, a lobbying organization intended, he says, to be a Christian version of the powerful American-Israeli Political Action Committee. With Christians United for Israel, which Hagee has said will cause a, quote, political earthquake, unquote, the televangelist aims to put the political organizing muscle of the conservative evangelical movement behind his grand plan for a biblically prophesied end-time confrontation with Iran, which will lead to the rapture, tribulation, and second coming of Christ. While Washington insiders wonder and worry whether President Bush really is bent on a military strike against Iran, Hagee already has spent months mobilizing the shock troops in support of another war. As diplomats, experts, and pundits debate how many years Iran will need to develop a viable nuclear weapon, Hagee says the mullahs already possess the means to destroy Israel and America. And although Bush insists that diplomatic options are still on the table, Hagee has dismissed pussyfooting diplomacy and primed his followers for a conflagration. Indeed, Hagee wields, quote, a very large microphone, unquote, that reaches a, quote, very large group of people, unquote, said Rabbi James Rudin of the American Jewish Committee, who has studied the Christian right for 30 years. With Christians United for Israel, the Texas pastor has exponentially expanded the reach of his megaphone beyond his television audience, thanks to the viral marketing made possible by the hundreds of evangelical leaders who have signed on to his new organization. His warmongering has rippled through megachurches across America for months. Hagee calls pastors, quote, the spiritual generals of America, unquote, an appropriate phrase given his reliance on them to rally their troops behind his message. The Christians United for Israel Board of Directors includes the Reverend Jerry Falwell, former Republican presidential candidate and religious right activist Gary Bauer, and George Morrison, pastor to the 8,000-member Faith Bible Chapel in Arvada, Colorado, and chairman of the Board of Promise Keepers. Rod Parsley, the Ohio televangelist, who is rapidly becoming a major political figure in the Christian right, signed on as a regional director. Among Christians United for Israel's other supporters are nationally syndicated Christian right talk show host Janet Parshall, who serves on its board of director of advisors, and Ron Wexler, an Orthodox Jew and president of the Theocratic Ten Commandments Commission, which has the backing of nearly every prominent conservative evangelical in the country. Many popular TBN televangelists, among them the controversial faith healer Benny Hinn and the best-selling author of self-improvement books Joyce Meyer, have also offered their support. Meyer was named one of the country's 25 most influential evangelicals in an off-cited 2005 Time magazine article, as was Stephen Strang, CEO of Strang Communications, which published Jerusalem Countdown. Long before his launch of Christians United for Israel, Hagee had sought to influence American policy toward the Middle East. For 25 years, he has hosted a night to honor Israel at his church, an event that has showcased Tom DeLay as the keynote speaker in 2002, and that has attracted leaders of the Israeli government as well as American politicians. Now 66 years old, the ambitious preacher divorced his first wife 30 years ago when their children were ages 3 and 6, and less than 6 months later married his second wife, who happened to be 12 years his junior. Despite this apparent moral lapse, other evangelicals have long looked to him for guidance. The Christian pollster George Barna recently reported that Hagee is ranked in the top 10 spokesmen for Christianity among other Pentecostals. Morrison, who has been friends with Hagee for more than 20 years, and whose ministry has likewise, quote, always seen Israel and God's plan for the future, unquote, says that Hagee, quote, has proven himself as a spiritual leader in the country, and he has the platform, his TV ministry. He has the great respect of a lot of other leaders, so certainly he's in that position of spiritual leadership and authority to lead the evangelical churches and help unite them, unquote. Hagee himself, as well as Falwell and Bauer, declined to be interviewed for this article in American Prospect. David Brog, a former chief of staff to Senator Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican, serves on Christians United for Israel's Board of Advisors. Standing with Israel, his book urging Jews to embrace the support of evangelical Christians, has just been published by Strang Communications. Brog believes that Christians United for Israel, quote, can have an enormous influence. It can really create a player where there currently isn't one, unquote. As to whether Hagee has the organizational skills to pull off such a project, Brog added that the pastor is a great administrator and a great leader and was able to build his church and TV ministry because he's, quote, a good businessman. He's a good organizer, unquote. But Hagee the businessman, along with friends like Hinn, Meyer, Parsley, and other TBN televangelists, including the network's top executives Paul and Jan Crouch, has come under fire for excessive compensation derived from his nonprofit ministries. According to his organization's tax returns, Hagee has earned more than $1 million annually since 1999 in salary and deferred compensation from his nonprofit Global Evangelism Television and Cornerstone Church. In 2004, the San Antonio News Express reported that he was the highest-paid nonprofit executive in that city. His pay was nearly twice that of the next best-paid executive. TBN is the largest Christian television network in the world, claiming to reach more than 92 million households in the United States alone, and since 9/11 has expanded its worldwide reach into Muslim countries, including Iran. Despite TBN's claim to represent the whole of Christianity, however, many Christians might not recognize their religion in TBN's Word of Faith programming. Word of Faith is a non-denominational Pentecostal movement based on the power of the spoken word to claim one's spiritual and material desires and to purge devils from one's life. The movement's other central tenet, which critics say leads to the excessive compensation of its leaders, is the notion that sowing a seed, quote-unquote, or contributing to the ministry, will result in the donor's harvest, quote-unquote, of personal prosperity. Like the televangelist's individual ministries, TBN is operated by a nonprofit entity, so contributions are tax-deductible to the donor and tax-free to the ministry. While TBN reaps more than $100 million of revenue per year, mostly from viewer donations, Hagee's organization reports annual revenues of almost $15 million. Old Anthony is president of the Trinity Foundation, an independent watchdog of TBN and its televangelists. He says that the ministry's increased donations through sophisticated direct mail campaigns using mailing lists compiled as a result of viewers calling the prayer lines advertised on television programs. This is Pastor Strangelove, And that's Sarah Posner's post on John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, found today at American Prospect. Mark Dankoff's America will be back on RBN. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We hope to be joined a little bit after 7:30 this morning, Central Standard Time, by Carol Moore of Washington, D.C., who is very much involved in organizing a protest tonight against the American-Israel Political Action Committee that's going to be held up in Washington, D.C. It's going to be a fascinating bit of conversation with Carol, I would imagine, for about 30 minutes this morning. And then hopefully after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, we hope to make a connection with Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar, the Iranian political scientist who now hails from Norway, who has written a series of things in recent years on American foreign policy and Iran and the Middle East, which you can find all over the World Wide Web. If you simply research Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar through Google, B-A-K-H-T-I-A-R, you'll find all kinds of things in Dissident Voice, Salon, AlJazeera.info, and elsewhere, where you will see how prolific a writer and analyst this man really is. And I think he'll bring a lot of things to the fore in our conversation with him, hopefully later this morning. that will enable you and me to understand more of what's going on in regard to what seems to be a move toward a preemptive war with Iran. Back for a short time this morning to Sarah Posner's piece at American Prospect Online entitled Pastor Strangelove, talking about John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, skipping a couple of paragraphs of that very fine article by Sarah Posner, which I hope to post later at Breaking All the Rules News. We go on to continue with her conversation, specifically as it relates to John Hagee. She puts it, Hagee's new project, Christians United for Israel, his influence in Washington is probably less important than his influence over his audience. With a cloud of his listeners, he can serve Bush administration hawks by firing up grassroots support for a military strike against Iran. The Trinity Broadcasting Network has provided several opportunities for Hagee to promote his book on Praise the Lord, several installments of his own program, and a two-day appearance on Benny Hinn's show. Through the marketing efforts of Strang Communications, which placed national radio advertising spots for the Jerusalem Countdown on the Sean Hannity Show, the O'Reilly Factor, and Janet Parshall's America, Hagee brought his Armageddon message to a wider conservative audience. His end times theology is nothing new. Countless numbers of self-proclaimed prophets of the end of the world have demanded attention since the beginning of time. The difference now is that TBN's relentless fundraising, along with advances in digital and satellite broadcasting technology, has permitted worldwide dissemination of his ominous predictions. Through TBN, other religious and conservative media, and the growing megachurches, John Hagee has turned his Bible-thumping not only into a multi-million-dollar business, but a pro-war movement as well. While pundits and politicians in Washington debate the merits of confrontation with Tehran, Hagee and other evangelical leaders plan to activate hundreds of congregations across the country, many of which boast tens of thousands of members, to flood congressional inboxes with emails at the touch of a button. The message from the heartland, beyond the ken of elites who cannot quite imagine such a decision, will be to strike Iran before it is too late. The pages of Jerusalem Countdown provide a peculiar mix of biblical prophecy, purported inside information from Israeli governmental officials, and a mixed-up, pared-down lesson in nuclear physics. Quote, I wrote this book in April 2005, and when people read it, they will think I wrote it late last night after the Fox News report, unquote, says the author without a trace of irony. Quote, it's that close to where we are and beyond, unquote. Oddly enough, he predicted, allegedly relying on information from a reliable Israeli source, that Iran would have a nuclear weapon already by April of 2006, the month during which Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced that Iran had enriched uranium, although apparently not nearly enough to make a bomb. The particulars of Iran's nuclear program, however, do not seem to interest Hagee. In many of his appearances last winter before the Iranian president's announcement, he glossed over the obstacles faced by Tehran in creating a viable nuclear weapon, arguing that, quote, once you have enriched uranium, the genie is out of the bottle, unquote. His command of politics in Islamic countries is similarly flawed. He repeatedly has called Iranian religious fundamentalists Wahhabists, even though Wahhabism is a form of Sunni Islam, and the overwhelming majority of Iranians are Shiites. Last March, he claimed that within a month, quote, Iran will have the nuclear, the enriched uranium to make the have the nuclear capability to make a bomb, a suitcase bomb, a missile head, or anything you want to do with it, unquote. That statement is blatantly false, even according to the most pessimistic assessments of Iran's nuclear prowess. But Hagee's purpose is to frighten his listeners, not to inform them. He speaks simultaneously to two audiences about Iran's nuclear capabilities, one that fears that a terrorist attack by Iran, and another that embraces a biblically mandated apocalypse. To impress the fearful, he mimics Bush's deceptions about Iraq's capacity to attack the United States with weapons of mass destruction, Condoleezza Rice's warnings of mushroom clouds, and Dick Cheney's dissembling about an alliance between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. Comparing Ahmadinejad to Hitler, John Hagee argues that Iran's development of nuclear weapons must be stopped to protect America and Israel from a nuclear attack. We're looking at Sarah Posner's article entitled Pastor Strangelove, talking about John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. You can find that Posner piece at American Prospect Online. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the next half hour or so by Carol Moore of Washington, D.C. You can find Carol's website at carolmoore.net. That's C-A-R-O-L-M-O-O-R-E, carolmoore.net. She is a part of a protest movement tonight that's taking place in Washington, D.C., where a group of activists nationwide are going to be supporting a protest movement entitled Congress Stand Up to IPAC, the American Israel Political Affairs Committee, this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The American Israel Political Action or Political Affairs Committee is going to be having its annual conference gala banquet at the D.C. Convention Center in Washington at Mount Vernon Place between 7th and 9th Streets. as well as the folks inside who support the American-Israel Political Action Committee, are going to be a series of people outside the convention center that don't like it at all. And that's what Carol Moore is here to discuss with us. For those, some of the folks involved in the D.C. Anti-War Network, you can find their website at dawndc.net. That's Dawn, D-A-W-N, dawndc.net. Carol, how are you this morning? You with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, how are you?
Oh, okay.
Good. Also wanted to mention for the Republic Broadcasting Network listeners that if they go to Carol Moore, your website at, what is it, carolmoore.net, they can also find a book that you've written about Waco that is posted online. I just wanted to mention that for the interest of the Republic Broadcasting Network listeners who have a real interest in that topic as well. But in regard to tonight, tell us a little bit about this IPAC protest, what it means, and what direction you think things are headed in regard to the fact that there seems to be a coalescence of a number of people on both the political left and right, that this Israeli lobby influence in the United States is something that needs to be underscored as an increasingly malevolent influence in the body politic.
Yeah, well, this is the third year in a row that we have protested this convention. And then in 2002, there was a, when they had their convention in May during the or April, the same time that Israel had invaded the West Bank and Gaza, there were like 2,000 people, and we shut down Connecticut Avenue. But the last 3 years, we've only gotten like 50 or 60 people. You know, it's hard to get people out sometimes. But we brought together a combination of peace activists, pro-Palestine activists, some libertarians and conservatives who, you know, are just opposed to really any lobby having that much power. In the late 90s, one of the big magazines did a survey of lobbies, and AIPAC came in second after ARP, which is, of course, you know, 40 million Americans who want Social Security.
Yes.
So, you know, it is too powerful a lobby, and especially any foreign lobby. I mean, if the Palestine-Israel situation was settled in the next 2 years, over time AIPAC would lose its power because, you know, they wouldn't be able to get money or supporters. People wouldn't care anymore, but you could still have some other foreign lobby basically directing our foreign policy for their benefit, I mean, at least in that area, and that's a problem.
Well, you know what's interesting to me? I was sharing with the RBN listeners this morning Sarah Posner's piece at American Prospect, which talks about Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, Texas, and outlines the influences that he has and the political connections that he has in regard to this whole issue of Israel and Zionism. Sarah Posner indicates in that story that Hagee is sitting on a financial empire related to his televangelism that's worth something like $15 million. And the interesting thing to me is I examine the influence that John Hagee and the so-called Christian religious right have over this whole question of American foreign policy as it relates to Israel. It's a very fascinating study because when it comes to this subject, people like John Hagee and Jerry Falwell and Gary Bauer and others on the so-called Christian religious right seem to have a very fascinating alliance going with some people in the Democratic Party on the other side of the aisle on many political questions who nonetheless agree with them on this issue of Israel. Discuss that alliance a little bit with us, Carol. What do you think is involved in this alliance? And isn't it at the same time true that there are people on both the political right and left in the United States that are beginning to coalesce against that alliance?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I call it the Israel lobby because it does include, I mean, you may have 4 or 5 million Jews who are very, or 3 million in this country, and of course many more in Israel, who are very supportive, but you've got 30 million Christian Zionists, as they call themselves. Yeah, Hagee was speaking last night at the AIPAC protest, and he was actually here. His Christian United for Israel, he says he wants to be as big or bigger than AIPAC. I don't know how far he's going along, but we actually did protest them when they had a conference here last June or July. And, of course, the neoconservatives are really part of the Israel lobby. And people have become more and more aware since 9/11. I don't remember the word neoconservative before, you know, September 11th, but especially in the peace movement. And, in you know, many people are opposed to the war, and people consider themselves patriots and want our Congress to represent Americans first and not, you know, represent us in foreign policy power. But the Democrats, they're totally pro-Israel. Their approach, just for example, with Iran, and I've gone to the last couple of hearings, and the House Foreign Policy Committee, of course, is run by Lantos, who is a Holocaust survivor and, you know, fiercely pro-Israel. And then the, like, four or five of the six leading Democrats are Jewish supporters of Israel. And their thing, basically, is they want to starve Iran to death. They don't want to go out and attack unless it's absolutely the last option. Whereas I think that some of these Republicans are pretty much ready to do it now, give them a little bit of an excuse. But they are just as fiercely pro-Israel. And one of the Jewish congressmen from California said right after the election that no one who isn't fiercely pro-Israel will be allowed to be head of any of the foreign policy committees.
Yes, and again, it's a very curious thing. That looking at the Christian right, for example, which on the one hand it seems to be very comfortable for the most part with the idea that what is essentially the lobby of a foreign power should be exercising that kind of influence in American foreign policy. At the same time, paradoxically, is many people on the Christian right have this idea that you know that there's a sense in which America should always be the captain of its own ship. So there's a tremendous paradox going on here, it seems to me, and the paradox of these alliances when it comes to both the pro and anti-Israel sides of the aisle is to me one of the most fascinating studies in sociology and political science that one is going to find anywhere. In regard to this whole thing with Iran, quite clearly, from what we read, not simply in our corporate media in this country, but getting outside the United States and looking at English language publications in the Middle East and Central Asia that quite openly are talking about the fact that more people are considering the possibility or even a probability of an American and or Israeli attack against Iran. Do you think that that's going to prove to be the fatal mistake that causes a backlash against the Israeli lobby and against AIPAC's influence in this country?
Oh, I think it definitely would. I mean, there's certainly enough people who are aware of what's going on who don't want to say anything because everyone's, of course, afraid of being called an anti-Semite. But, you know, if gasoline goes up to $10 a gallon, especially if Israel initiates it, if Bush, I mean, at this point, it really looks like Bush doesn't want to start another war, that Condi Rice is in charge, that Cheney, you know, has got to deal with his health problems, hopefully. But still, I mean, for Israel, for internal political reasons, could decide to attack. Or there's always the possibility of some little incident that blows up into a war.
A false flag incident.
Well, either there could be one that actually is something accidental, or there could be a false flag incident. And it could be by lower-ranking people. It could be by the Mossad, you know, and we would never really know.
Yes.
They cover that stuff up, so, you know. so it is difficult to say. If they could, I mean, I think they'd all prefer if they could somehow shut down Iran's nuclear program without war, if they could do it by sanctions, as the Democrats want to do it. I mean, they want to cut off all of Iran's refined oil, and Iran doesn't refine any oil. So basically you're talking about trying to starve them out just like they did to the Iraqis. And, you know, the goal, of course, is to protect the land that basically Israel has stolen from the Palestinians. I mean, I feel that Israel had a right to exist on the land that they justly acquired. But, you know, you couldn't have foreign policy powers saying, as they did in 1948, you can have control of all these Arabs. You know, you're a slight majority, and therefore you can create a Jewish state that will control the Arabs and the Arab land under you. That's wrong. And then, of course, from there, they just conquered more land and kept expelling Palestinians. And, of course, the Arabs have a perfect right. And most people in the world are just disgusted with Israel as, you know, the last bastion of European colonialism.
Yes, and I think as a number of people who have visited my show before have emphasized, this whole business of Zionism historically has not simply been a question of the particular strip of land in Palestine under question, but going back to the originally declared ideological programs of many of Zionism's early leaders, they envisioned a Jewish state, a so-called Greater Israel, that would stretch from the Nile River to the Euphrates.
Yeah, and there were a certain percentage of the original Zionists definitely saw that, and of course today it's probably even a higher percentage. But the other thing that people don't realize is from the very beginning, and I mean there's quotes, for instance, on the Al Auda page, and whatwouldgandhido.net has some of the quotes, that basically from the beginning they said the Arabs have the best land and we're going to have to kick them off it. So they were basically, you know, more than 100 years ago planning ethnic cleansing. And this was well before the Holocaust. Or even in 1905, I think there were some pogroms and things there. So even before, you know, some of the more modern programs, they were planning ethnic cleansing themselves.
Well, tell me, Carol, in terms of a political response in this country to all of this, one looks at these poll numbers, and quite clearly a majority of Americans are now turning south in their support of the Iraq conflict. More Americans are expressing concern, apparently, about this talk of a preemptive war with Iran. Bush's poll numbers and Cheney's poll numbers are way down, and so forth and so on. And yet, curiously enough, when I look at the list of mainline, mainstream Republican and Democratic presidential contenders for 2008, it seems to me that between McCain and Giuliani on the Republican side of the aisle, and then looking at the recent statements of John Edwards and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to various agencies of the Israeli lobby, that there's no difference between these major party candidates when it comes to the whole notion of Israel, and that one could argue very effectively, I think, that the Israeli lobby, as it presently stands, has a lock, stock, and barrel control of the nomination process in both the Republican and Democratic parties. Does this not leave a lot of Americans disenfranchised on this subject?
Yeah, it's definitely true. Well, yesterday I read the quote, politicians don't care what you think, but how you vote. And yet there isn't an organized constituency to say, you know, back off, cut aid to Israel, put America's interests first. It's becoming, there are a lot of more groups organizing, like anything from antiwar.com, American Council on Mideast Policy, Stop AIPAC, Council for the National Interest, Counterpunch, If Americans Knew. Let's see. So there are different small groups, of course, that are willing to speak out, but there isn't a real organized constituency because partially you won't get any publicity if you get it. Now, George Soros is trying to start a pro-Israel group that's, you know, less supportive of initiatives, you know, of wars and that sort of thing, and would give the Palestinians a somewhat better deal, though hardly true justice. And anything that, you know, divides up the the majority of Jews do not support the wars. They would give the Palestinians a better deal, if not, you know, true justice. And it would be good if at least they find it difficult to get representation, you know, as representing the true voice of, you know, Jews in America. You know, not because these people, well-organized groups that are very small, if they've got money, they got the organization, and, of course, they have the big battering ram, which is yelling anti-Semitism, you know, between the guilt trip of the Holocaust and yelling anti-Semitism and anybody who criticizes Israel. And that's powerful to have to fight it, but people are getting more and more angry, and obviously Jimmy Carter's book has been very helpful, and the Walt Mearsheimer paper has been very helpful, and their books should be coming out, in a few months.
Yeah, and the interesting thing to me, thinking about the Walt Mearsheimer paper on the Israeli lobby, some of which I have read, and then, of course, Jimmy Carter's book entitled Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid, with the response of some people in the Israeli lobby to the Carter book, for example, where certain powerful forces in the ADL and elsewhere were bringing to the fore the charge that Carter was an anti-Semite. Clearly, it seems to me that whatever one thinks of Jimmy Carter, pro or con, the notion that he is an anti-Semite and a racist is clearly ridiculous. It's clearly unsustainable. With those kinds of wild charges going on involving the former president, it seems to me that maybe, just maybe, this has opened up a wedge of opportunity for other responsible critics of the Israeli lobby to step forward and maybe to have a little bit more of a sense of confidence that they can oppose the Israeli lobby with some degree of confidence, since to me the attempts to cast Carter as an anti-Semite have brought some degree of discredit to the Israeli lobby, and it seems to me that maybe in the future this utilization of this ad hominem attack against critics of Israel, charging them with anti-Semitism and racism, might be less effective in the future. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is becoming less and less effective as people are able to speak out and to basically to learn how to speak about the topic. You know, Mel Gibson, I doubt that he's an ideological anti-Semite, but let's face it, he got drunk. And
Carol, we'll be right back. Hold on. We'll be back after the commercial break. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back for about 10 more minutes with Carol Moore of Washington, D.C., talking about tonight's protest against AIPAC in downtown D.C. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got just a few more minutes this morning with Carol Moore. You can find her website at Carol Moore, M-O-O-R-E, carolmoore.net. She's involved with this protest tonight of AIPAC that's going to be taking place in downtown Washington, D.C. For more information on that, you can check out Dawn, D-A-W-N, D-C, DawnDC.net to see exactly where this AIPAC gathering is going to be held. And there's going to be a protest outside the D.C. Convention Center tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Central or Eastern Standard Time. That's at Mount Vernon Place between 7th and 9th Streets, for those of you who know the Washington, D.C. area. Carol, looking at your own website, it's kind of interesting. You've had a lot of connections with people left, right, and center over the years. You think of some of the folks like Harry Brown and Murray Rothbard and Carl Hess that you've been associated with on the American libertarian scene. Is this suggestive of the fact that, once again, when you look at the Israeli lobby, both pro and anti, that as far as the people who think it's got too much influence in this country, that this is beginning to span the political spectrum from Pat Buchanan-type paleoconservatives on the right to libertarians, both left and right, as well as people on the political left in this country that are not considered to be either libertarians or paleocons in any sense of the word, that there's, when you look at these individuals and groups, that maybe there's more of an anti-Israel lobby trend out there than we've maybe imagined up to this point.
Any number of people. And I first really noticed it at the beginning of the Iraq War, where just regular people were coming out of nowhere and saying, you know, this war is in part for Israel. And it's just really needing a focus of organizing. One good thing that's happening is, in opposition to the Iran war, for the first time in a long time, a coalition including libertarians and conservatives and liberals and some leftists has come out against the Iran war and put a letter out. And that's a really good sign. Just very quickly, the point I was making about Mel Gibson is when people aren't allowed to, when people aren't allowed to talk about the issue or criticize it, they'll do something stupid like get drunk and make a ridiculous statement like Jews start all the wars. And, of course, that's not true. But there are certain wars that obviously pro-Zionists have been involved in encouraging, you know. So, and it's unfortunate when people are not allowed to speak about something. But, you know, the silence is being broken more and more, and certainly Walton Mearsheimer and Jimmy Carter have helped, and all these small organizations and peace activists. So, you know, it's something we have to keep on doing.
What do you think of the chances that there will be a wider war with Iran in the next year?
I'm starting to get optimistic. I mean, because I've been working on this issue for 2.5 years, and I'm starting to feel a little more optimistic that maybe Rice has things in hand. That, I mean, this week we had something like talks with Iran around a table, even if it was only about Iraq. But it also depends on the internal politics of Iran, you know?
Yes. Carol, thanks for coming on Mark Dankos America. I wanted to point out to people again that they can find Carol Moore's website at carolmoore.net. She's also got a book out on the Waco tragedy. You can also read more about this D.C. protest against AIPAC tonight by checking out dawndc.net. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.